I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes. You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
The 18th Annual Global Peace Film Festival takes place from September 21st through October 4th. And this year, because of the pandemic, it's going to be a virtual film festival. But what does that mean? Well, joining us by phone to explain it to us is the film festival director, Nina Strike. Nina, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Hi, Michael. It's great to be with you.
Well, this is going to be different. Well, not really so much, because you've done some films online during the festival in previous years, right?
Right. We have had mainly short films online. And we will continue to have those short films online, but this year we have the feature films on a virtual platform where you can watch the films 24/7, whatever time you want to watch them, they're available to you.
Well, I guess there are pros and cons to every situation, and that would definitely be a pro. But the con, of course, is that you can't so much mingle and
network. We miss seeing people in person.
But still, the films are going to get out there, right?
The films are going to get out there, and also one of the great things about film festivals is hearing from the filmmakers, and so we've actually done something to adapt to this new world where we're doing interviews with filmmakers that we're posting on the website as well and on the Global Peace Film Festival YouTube channel so that people can hear from the filmmakers and they can actually hear from them before they watch the films or after they watch the films. So that's also new. But it sort of brings that kind of film festival spirit to the festival.
Now, you are going to have some in-person events later on. But let's talk about the films right now. Every year, you know, we talk about these. You have some ones that you want to highlight. So tell us about those.
Well, I'd say that the film to start off with is called The Third Harmony, because the festival starts on September 21st, which is the International Day of Peace. And The Third Harmony is all about nonviolence. So that's a wonderful film to watch on the 21st, although it'll be available throughout the festival through October 4th. We have films that are about the election, not actually the specific upcoming election, but about elections. We have films about music, which we always have. There's some wonderful films about music. One is called Keyboard Fantasies, the Beverly Glenn Copeland story, where audiences will see the protagonist commit his life and music to the screen for the very first time. Also, a film called Mantra, Sounds into Silence, which is about kirtan, which is a kind of meditative kind of music. And finally, a film called 16 Bars, which is about a prison that has a recording studio and the rap artist Speech from the hip-hop group Arrested Development goes into the jail to help the prisoners make music and write songs, and it's part of a program to stop recidivism. So that's an exciting one. As we always do, we have films about the environment, and there's a gorgeous film from the Russian Federation called Sockeye Salmon Redfish, and then a film from Mozambique called Argor and Goza. So that's a wonderful film. We have a trio of films from Costa Rica, which are wonderful. Usually, if we had gotten several films from one country like Costa Rica, we would, in the festival as it has been up till now, we would have, you know, selected one of those films. But because the virtual world is kind of different, we were able to select all three. And on the site, there's going to be a panel discussion. This will be in the extras on the website, a panel discussion among all the filmmakers discussing with each other the differences in their films and subjects that they're talking about. There are films about wellness, there are films about activism. There's a total of 23 feature films, and then there's 18 short films. And actually, I want to point out one of the short films, which was made during the coronavirus after the lockdown, called Surfing Corona. So I'd highly recommend that film as well. Highly recommend the diverse selection of films in the shorts program, which are available for free to viewers, while the feature films in the virtual platform are ticketed.
I always try to pick out one that catches my eye when I look at the list of films. There was one called Day One. It's about some teenagers from war-torn countries who come to St. Louis to go to school.
Yes, it's an amazing program that they have, and it's actually through the public schools where there's a two-year program for immigrants, particularly immigrants from war-torn countries, from refugees. You know, it's so hard for somebody, no matter where, you know, as a young kid moving to another country or even another state, you know, adapting to the new realities are so difficult. But then when people are coming from a refugee camp or a war-torn country, it's that much more difficult. And again, most of them don't speak English. So being thrown into a regular public school is very difficult. So St. Louis Public Schools created this program where for 2 years, the teachers work with the kids to assimilate them, for, you know, work with their language skills, so that by the time they graduate out of this program, their language is better, they're better able to adapt, and it's been incredibly helpful for the whole community. So I highly recommend that film. It's really quite wonderful, and the program is something that should be replicated around the country, frankly.
Well, that's one of the great things about this film festival, because you see all these films from all over the world, and you see people from all over the world, and even though it's going to be virtual and online, you're not going to do a lot of in-person things, it's still so fascinating. And actually, it might be easier to see the films now. So tell us how to get tickets and passes.
Well, the website is peacefilmfest.org, and you can find everything there. There's a watch tab that you can see from the homepage, and under the watch tab is everything you'll need to know, although there's also an explanation on the homepage as well. So to watch a feature film, you go to the virtual festival. There's a description of every film, and then you can purchase either an individual ticket. Individual tickets are $5 each, and you can purchase passes. Actually, that you have to get to from the homepage, I think, the passes. And the passes are a bargain, frankly. If you want to see five films, you can purchase a pass for five films for the price of four. So it's $20 for five films, it's $40 for 10 films, and then there's a pass that you can, a full festival pass, where you can watch everything, and that's $100. The short films, as I mentioned, are absolutely free to everybody, and the extra content, which is a lot of, you know, which is these interviews and various other things, interviews with filmmakers, panel discussions, things like that, all of that is accessible for free as well. And we're also very pleased to be able to host the Emerging Artists Festival for the Asian Cultural Association in Central Florida. That will be a short program. It's only going to be available for a couple of days. You'll find that on the Watch tab as well. And I think there's a couple of other items under the Watch tab. We're continuing to gather more material to make the festival as robust as possible. And then, of course, there's things that there are a few things that are happening in person. We're very excited that there's going to be two screenings on one day at NZN Theater, and these are the Fusion Fest short film contest films. Fusion Fest is the Thanksgiving weekend celebration of the diverse cultures of Central Florida, and Global Peace Film Festival has curated a short film contest where local filmmakers make short films about local citizens who've come to Central Florida from all over the world, and the films will be shown for the very first time with most of the filmmakers and most of the subjects in attendance. And that will be on September 29th at NZN Theater. There's a 5 o'clock and a 7 o'clock screening of those films. It's 11 films in the program. So that's the only live film-specific event. And then we're very excited to have a wonderful exhibit at City Arts on Pine and Magnolia that opens on Third Thursday, which is September 13th, and runs through early October, actually mid-October, I think. I think it runs to October 11th, and it's called Bombshell, Masquerading Warfare, and it's the work of an amazing avant-garde couture designer, Ben Van Buskum. Just to read the description of it, because I don't want to get this mixed up, he disrupts our perceptions and evokes beauty where once there was horror. In a world filled with chaos, his love of fantasy transforms apocalyptic gas masks into elaborate headpieces designed to titillate the senses. So I'm so excited about this exhibit, and it sort of ties into where we are now with masks and the whole unnecessary debate about masks, basically. And also, we're very pleased at the Orlando Museum of Art and the Orlando Regional History Center and the Orlando Science Center. Each of those museums has agreed to show a different film at each place from a past Global Peace Film Festival. So we're really thrilled that they've agreed to do that.
So there's so much stuff. I mean, it's not just films, it's, you know, art exhibits.
We decided we were really going to jump in the deep end.
I guess so.
When the world changed, basically, in early March. You know, we had some programs that were scheduled that we had to cancel, and we were like, well, we can't just go away. We have to figure out how we're going to swim in this new environment. And actually, it's very exciting, and so we're looking for opportunities and have actually been able to create a very robust festival.
And, you know, with all the uniqueness of this year, I'm sure that's going to rub off on the filmmakers next year, which the thought just came to my head is like, you know, all the uniqueness of 2020, I wonder what kind of films are going to be produced for next year.
Right, and there are limitations to how people can shoot their films now, and there is a lot of material that filmmakers had decided to put on hold because at the beginning we thought it was going to be a couple of months or something. And so there's still a lot of pre-COVID material out there that's going to be going through the festival circuit, you know, I think well into 2021. But the way people are shooting documentaries particularly, you know, has to be different. And so it's going to start to impact on what we see on the screen.
So the best way to do this, Nina, is what I'm hearing from you, is just to get a full film festival pass.
That would be wonderful, yes.
Because that includes everything, right?
That includes everything in the virtual platform. So the full festival pass is only the films on the website. So there's 23 films that the full festival pass allows you to see at any time between September 21st and October 4th. It does not include the Enzian screening is completely separate. Of course, City Arts is free to go to.
What about the panels and the filmmaker talks?
Those are all free for anybody.
Oh, great. See, I find that very interesting.
So there's a lot of free content. The short films and the filmmaker talks are all free.
That's one of the best parts about it, you know, because you see the film and then you get to discuss with the filmmaker how he or she did it.
And actually, the filmmaker talks, we sort of looked at it, and this happened at the beginning of the pandemic, you know, at the beginning of the lockdown. We turned around the filmmaker talks. When we started, we were doing Q&As and assuming we're telling people to watch a film and then come and hear the filmmaker. And what we found is that hardly anybody had watched the film, and the talk was making them want to see the film. And so we flipped the switch, basically, and we said, you know what, we're going to do it. The first question to the filmmaker is, tell us about your film, so that you don't have to have seen the film to go to the talk. And in fact, if you're reading a description and you think, you know, I'm not sure if I want to see that, check out the filmmaker talk and you'll be able to hear from the filmmaker what it is, what they made, you know, what about the film and why they made it, things like that. So those are pre-recorded. They're not live. And we're still working on the possibility of some live events during the festival, but those are coming together still. Those will be a surprise.
Those will be a surprise. All right, so it's the Global Peace Film Festival. It takes place September 21st through October 4th. It's going to be mostly virtual this year, online, streaming. Check it out at peacefilmfest.org. That's peacefilmfest.org. It's a great website. You'll see everything you need to know about how to navigate and get your passes. The full film fest pass is what you need to get, because that way you get to see them all. Don't forget about the events at the Enzian and City Arts, which is also information available on the website.
One of the things that we're doing to allow audience members to connect with filmmakers is we've created a form that people can fill out that if you have a question for the filmmaker, it's a really simple film, your name, your email address, the film that you're interested in, and their question, and we'll share that with the filmmaker so the filmmaker can contact you directly and answer your question.
Oh, wow. I mean, how awesome is that? You don't get to do that when you just go to the AMC, right?
Right.
Yeah. All right, so it's the Global Peace Film Festival. Check it out at peacefilmfest.org. Well, Nina Strike, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Great to be with you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.